And joining me this morning is Matt Smith, who's the chairman of the Young Farmers and Ranchers here as the South Dakota Farm Bureau. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, sir.
How is out in Washington? You're out in Washington right now.
We are. It's actually really nice weather. They've had a rain, so enjoying some really nice weather. Seeing some really neat sights and doing a few meetings as well.
Well, you're out in Washington, D.C., and you've been out there for a while. Started Saturday and going to go a little more. So, well, let's talk about how many did South Dakota have?
We brought five of our young farmers and ranchers out here, and we got a little ahead of us. This morning, we were at the American Farm Bureau building here in Washington, just off of National Mall, and we met with American Farm Bureau staffers. This morning we talked about the newly agreed upon NAFTA agreement, or the USMCA. We talked about some other things, about the lab-based grown meats, health care, and also, you know, farm bill reform. So we've been speaking to staff here kind of all morning already about those issues going on and where we're at with some of those policies being put in place.
Now, it sounds like they've got your pretty busy schedule out there, kind of going from one place to another and one meeting to another.
Yeah. We're just on here. We're just kind of finishing up the American Farm Bureau building, and then we're going to head over to the USDA and have some meetings there as well this morning. So, kind of a busy schedule today.
So have you...
And then, tomorrow we'll be meeting with Senator Thune and Rounds, and then also Representative Knowlton. So.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you'd been up to the Hill yet, up to some of the offices, but you're going to get to do that today then.
Yep. Well, we're going to do a capital tour through Senator Thune's office this afternoon, and then we'll be meeting with him as well as the other representation from South Dakota tomorrow. So,
this goes through Wednesday. What do you have you met some other people from other states then?
A few, not many yet. Over the weekend, we kind of did touring and seeing some sites. And now that the business week has started today, we'll get to meet different people from different states and have some meetings and see where we go from here.
So, did you go out there with anything you're supposed to do? Or you're going to be talking about some of the important issues in South Dakota, or are you going to, in agriculture?
We're hoping to discuss, you know, with some of the senators and Representative Knowlton, you know, about things of where we're at on trade and how it's affecting farmers and ranchers back home. You know, trade is kind of the biggest one, although we cleared a hurdle last night with the NAFTA agreement, but still, you know, that's a long way from over yet, as you know, they have to bring it forth in front of Congress and everything, and you know, we'll see where that heads, you know, especially with the election results. But certainly a good thing for U.S. agriculture, as a lot of things in NAFTA needed renegotiated, as there's some trade imbalance there. So,
well, there's a lot of things that you can talk about out there. That's for sure. As agriculture has kind of been in a situation, the farm bill as well looks like that may not get done. But what have you heard on that? Anything on that? Are you going to talk to the senators and congressmen on that?
Yep. The farm bill is stalled right now, and we talked to a farm bureau staffer this morning. They're hoping to actually move it through yet this month to get the papers up to the White House, get the agreement made, papers up to the White House, and then do a vote on it right after the election. What stalled it is most of the representatives did not want to vote on it because of the nutrition portion right before the midterm election. So that got pushed off, but they're pretty optimistic that it'll go through, because not a whole lot of changes in this farm bill, but yet there are some small good changes for young farmers and ranchers in this farm bill, such as the FSA direct loan payment increases that would essentially take the direct loan from $300,000 to $500,000 and then also increase the operating line as well. And you could, so, but then we also stressed to them that the appropriations need to make their increases as well. And so we don't know, quite know where we're at with that, but, you know, everything is in good stride here, so.
Well, Matt, I know you've had a busy day. I know you took out of a meeting. I know you got to get back, but just to ask you, where you farm, Matt? Where do you farm?
I farm actually north of Huron, northeast of Huron, about 20 miles. So about halfway between Huron and Dolan. So,
are you all crop farmer or farmer or livestock?
I farm with our family farm, and we have a cow calf operation plus corn and soybeans. So,
well, how was the harvest going?
Well, actually, with the rain that we'd had this last week, it had stalled. So hopefully, and I've been gone. They were going to get going late last week, so hopefully everybody's up and going and on the way. I know that north of me, 30 miles, some of those guys were already done with beans, but we're kind of just getting underway and hopefully hoping for a good harvest anyways. So.
Before you go, could you tell who's with you, what young farmer and ranchers went with you?
Yep, Brian Mose from Florence is with us. Clay and Miranda Connery from Belle Fouche, and then myself and my wife Christy from just north of Huron. And we're part of the South Dakota Farm Bureau of Young Farmers and Ranchers. If anybody's interested in becoming a part of it, I'd give you Lowell's number. Lowell Mesman is our coordinator, and his number is 605-280-1319.
Well, Matt, I know you're a busy guy, so thanks for joining us this morning. Have fun, and have fun enjoying the up at the Capitol Hill.
All right. Thank you much.
You bet, Matt. And that's Matt Smith, who's chairman of the South Dakota Farm Bureau Young Farmers and Ranchers out in Washington, D.C.